106 Jack FM Hertfordshire News.
Fire's a fascinating thing. Some people like to see what fire can do.
It's costing taxpayers and businesses over £2 billion a year. And here in Hertfordshire, 4 in every 10 fire emergency call-outs are for deliberate fires. So what are the reasons people intentionally set fires? Stevenage's fire station boss, Tony Robinson, says it takes all kinds.
To cover up a previous crime, they'll start them for financial reasons. Maybe, for example, a business is starting to struggle. Young people will start fires because they like to experiment with fires.
More than half of all deaths resulting from blazes are blamed on arson. And now officials across the community are working together to stamp it out.
Already we participate in regular environmental action days in the town with police and council colleagues to go around and target specific areas so that we can reduce the antisocial behaviour, reduce any potential build-up of materials that could be used for arson.
So with the launch of 4 new publicly funded mountain bikes, firefighters and volunteers will patrol the areas they know are most at risk of fires being started.
Personnel from the station can go out and visit some of the open spaces in the town to look for any build-up of materials that could be used for arson. They can also report on any antisocial behaviour evidence that they find.
Well, the list of venues they'll focus on seems almost endless.
Abandoned garages, very often the doors are broken, access is quite easy then, and we attend quite a number of abandoned garage fires. Abandoned vehicles, again, are some that, if they're noted, we can report them to the appropriate agencies. You could have evidence in an open space where youths are gathering, possibly in the evenings, where they might be gathering or may have built a den, might be having barbecues, there might be build-up of rubbish or fly tipping.
But the approach will be simple. It's intelligence-led, meaning police, fire service and council officials will all be sharing information.
Crews who know the town and know their particular wards extremely well, they will pick up on items that have changed. They might suddenly notice that a fence has been broken and there's graffiti on a wall. That sort of thing will be reported to the police.